From Luke 15, three parables, lost sheep, coin, and the prodigal son. Jesus, sharing a meal with some tax collectors, sinners, Pharisees, and scribes. The Pharisees and scribes are not happy with the company Jesus is keeping, and they begin to grumble and want Jesus to know they think he is not following the rules, something Jesus does not do well. Unable to understand, Jesus is about the new order, not removing the laws, but saying people are of more value than the rules. God's creation in relationship is more important than keeping the laws or which person gets on a guest list. Eating and drinking is a large part of relationship building. We have food at almost every event we attend. Eating with tax collectors and sinners is part of the relationship Jesus has in order to show them they are important to God. Accepting the unacceptable goes beyond the understanding of the Pharisees and scribes. They just don't get it, so Jesus tells three parables, one about a lost sheep, one about a lost coin, and another about a lost son. The first two, Jesus says, the finder rejoices like the angel in heaven who have great joy when a sinner repents. The lost son does not get a chance to repent. He returns home planning to beg for a place to stay and to work in order to eat. Jesus does not use the word repentance with this son or the older son. The father runs to meet him and receives him home with open arms. In our first two stories, the one who lost the coin and the owner of the sheep both go looking for the lost item. The father in the third story lets the son go in order to find himself. Jesus lets us see the lost son turn back after this quick turn of events costs him everything. The woman needs to celebrate after finding the lost coin. She calls everyone to her party, and she probably spent more than the coin was worth, but she had to celebrate it. It gave her great joy to find it after a long search. The owner of the sheep calls all his friends and neighbors to celebrate the one sheep he found. Again, great joy in finding the lost sheep. The son, in the last story, also causes the father to want to celebrate with great joy. The father is not out looking for the son, but the father is watching for the son's anticipated return. The Pharisees and scribes grumble about the usual practices of Jesus, and they grumble instead of celebrate the return of the ones they call sinners. These stories are less about lost things and the returning loved ones. They seem to be about celebrating, about joy, the joy in heaven when a sinner repents. The Pharisees grumble and the angels rejoice. God opens the gate of Jesus to come to rebuild broken relationships with the creation of God. God is watching and waiting for the turning of sinners, so God can run to us and welcome us back into his relationship and begin the celebration. The gate is open. The open gate is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Rejoicing Father, you celebrate when one of your lost children is found because no one is worthless to you. We stand humbled and in awe that you would count us among your most prized possessions. Give us eyes to see the priceless value of every living soul for the sake of the one who became human for the sake of our souls, your open gate, Jesus Christ, our seeker. Amen.